All right, David Wallace back with you in the Delta Pest Control Room. We're rolling along in week six. Let's go now to Class 5A and the Hootens.com. Top six remain the same from a week ago. Pulaski Academy at one, then Little Rock Christian, staying at number two despite a Mercy Rule loss to Pulaski Academy. Texarkana at three, Little Rock McClellan unbeaten at four, Harrison at five, Marlton at six. Changes beneath those six, Blytheville bolting into the top ten after impressive wins over Nettleton and Wynn. Nettleton is down two spots to number eight. Little Rock Parkview up two to number nine. And Valley View moving into the top ten for the first time this year at number 10. Barry Grooms, our game of the week is in the 5A West. It's number 12, Alma, at number 6, Marlton.
Marlton has beaten Alma the past 2 years by combined 5 points, and this year the Devil Dogs have been plagued by injuries. 11 starters have missed at least one game with an injury, but two key players returned last week. One of them, the quarterback, Dylan White, hit a huge game at Greenbrier, and he sparks an offense that can put up points in a hurry. And the Alma Airedales have won two straight this season after a disastrous 0-3 start. They beat Valonia and Farmington and have finally found rhythm on offense with senior quarterback Tanner Shelton and junior Landon Blair splitting the snaps. Alma gets it done behind a huge, rugged offensive line, but Hootens.com going with Marlton at home by one.
All right, let's cover the other games in the West. Only one other ranked team, Barry. It's Harrison playing at home against Valonia.
Harrison's undefeated, going for its first outright conference title since 2003 with a salty defense giving up just 9 points per game, and that defense has to key on Valonia's big play. Junior Draven Smith, he's averaging 9.6 yards a carry this season, but Hootens.com going with the Goblins by 21.
Also in the 5A West, Clarksville at home, a 2-point pick over Huntsville. Hootens.com likes Greenbrier by 3 at Farmington. Now to the 5A Central, where number 1 Pulaski Academy will go on the road, picked by 21 at Maumelle. Number 2 Little Rock Christian back home, and a 35-point pick to bounce back, playing Little Rock Fair. Little Rock Parkview now in the top 10 at number 9 is a 1-point pick at Watson Chapel, and Hootens.com likes Whitehall by 2 at home against Beebe. In the 5A East, number 7, Blytheville, a 21-point favorite at Greene County Tech. Hootens.com likes 10th-ranked Valley View by 3 at home over Wynn. Number 9, Nettleton by 17 over Paragould, and Batesville by 1 at home against Forest City. To the 5A South, Barry, number 3, Texarkana will travel to Hot Springs Lakeside.
Texarkana's winning games with its defense and special teams. Last week against Camden Fairview, the Razorbacks kicked 2 field goals, intercepted 2 passes, and returned a fumble for a touchdown. They may have put up lots of points this week. Hot Springs Lakeside just hung 71 on Magnolia. The Rams passed the ball with senior quarterback Taylor Gillum. They've got a ferocious running attack. Hootens.com, though, going with Texarkana by 7.
The team right behind Texarkana in the rankings, number 4, McClellan. Another South team is at home and a 28-point favorite over Hope. Hootens.com also picks Camden Fairview by 2 at Magnolia and DeQueen by 6 at home over Hot Springs.
Okay, this is Chad Hooten with Hootens Arkansas Football for Delta Pest Control. They do a great job all around the state, and not only doing the traditional termite and pest control, but unfortunately, one thing that's been really big in Arkansas this year, bed bugs. Delta Pest has gone in and taken care of the bed bugs in more than 500 locations around the state this year. You know, the only thing worse than bed bugs might be to have some bats hanging from your rafters in the attic. Guess what? Delta Pest can take care of that too. So whatever your needs are, Delta Pest Control can handle it. Call Bill and Doris Lawrence or look them up online. Delta Pest Control.
The game clock is winding down, and so is that plate of piping hot steak nachos. Your eyes are on the last play, but they're also on that last chip, piled high with succulent steak, lending its deep flavor to all the fixins. Just as you reach in, so does your buddy. Game on. Beef, it's what's for dinner.
Brought to you by the Arkansas Beef Council and the Beef Producers of Arkansas. For great beef recipes, visit this site, beefitswhatsfordinner.com.
Some of your kids' toughest competition can be sports injuries. That's why Arkansas Children's Hospital is open Saturday morning with access to treatment for fractures, dislocations, sprains, and more. I'm Chad Hooten with Hootens Arkansas Football, and at Arkansas Children's Hospital, your developing athlete will see the state's leading sports injury experts. Diagnosis, treatment, surgery, physical therapy, all designed for the safest return to play. No appointments necessary, 9 to 11, the Arkansas Children's Saturday Morning Sports Injury Clinic.